You're listening to the Lawyer Lifestyle Podcast with Chicago attorney Dave Scriven Young. Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 264 of the Lawyer Lifestyle Podcast for July 20th, 2020. My name is Dave Scriven Young, an attorney from Chicago, Illinois, and I'll be your host. This podcast takes you on a daily journey to discover key principles in the areas of marketing, sales, and leadership for attorneys. Today's topic is, how can you bring more value to your client relationships? And we're going to be starting off our discussion of the book, Selling to the C-Suite, by Nicholas A.C. Reed and Stephen J. Bistritz. And this is the second edition of the book from 2018. And the reason I think that this is important is that it's a pretty updated text on how to sell to the folks in the C-Suite. And for those of you not familiar, the C-suite essentially refers to executive level managers within a company. Those executives could include, of course, the CEO, the chief executive officer, the CFO, chief financial officer, COO, chief operating officer, perhaps the chief information officer, CIO. I mean, I would also include the general counsel as well. And why are those folks so important? So if you have a practice where you are trying to get into businesses, so if you're trying to sell your services to an organization, a company, anything that's an entity, right, then you have to figure out the person who actually buys those services. Typically, in a legal context, it is folks in the C-suite. It's someone, either the general counsel or someone who makes that decision if the organization doesn't have a general counsel. So that's what a C-suite is. And so going into the text here, the authors say that the new role of the CEO is to create value at the organization's boundaries, to radically change relationships with suppliers, customers, and alliance partners. So the book talks about how a CEO's role has changed over time, where, you know, maybe initially the CEO had a lot of operational challenges, and then there was an acquisition phase, perhaps, that the CEOs were mostly interested in. And now they're interested in just making sure that the external relationships also bring value. So, of course, although it doesn't say it specifically in the book because it's not geared towards a legal context, but certainly a supplier, customer, alliance partners, lawyers, I think outside counsel fall uniquely within that. So just to give us an overview of what we're going to be talking about, how can we bring value to our clients? And really that is how, that's what will differentiate us from our competitors. So yes, of course, I think the standard is, you know, if you do great legal work, that's expected. That won't bring you any more value than what your competitors bring you. And to sell your services, you know, also, it's not just enough to say, well, our services are better than those of our competitors, or perhaps we're cheaper than our competitors. Those are sort of, you know, your typical ways of selling, and it's not going to be enough. And so what we're hoping that this book is going to provide us is information on how to go above and beyond just saying that, you know, our services are better, we're cheaper, so go with us. There's a number of ways to look at bringing value to our clients. Number one is understanding the client's strategies. So we want to make sure that whatever tactics we bring, whatever solution we bring to the legal problems that our clients have, we want to make sure that they are consistent with our clients' strategies and goals, which of course is not always the case, as I think I've mentioned some time ago in this podcast, or perhaps in one of the videos that I did. You know, certainly one of the errors or mistakes that I've seen outside counsel make over time is kind of a going in an all-in strategy, meaning taking tactics, perhaps discovery or trial tactics, that really go above and beyond what the client needs in terms of their strategy or goals. Perhaps they're not interested in making this sort of a make or break thing, like we need to spend all of this money because perhaps the amount in controversy is not as much as what the lawyers are spending, right? And so it's really important to know what your client's strategies and goals are. You also have to understand the client's politics. And what I think they mean by that is you have to know the internal processes and dynamics within an organization. So especially when you're talking through, what a general counsel does in an organization and how the GC relates to the CEO, or if it's someone else who buys legal purchases or sets up legal outside legal counsel for the company, perhaps what the relationship, what are the dynamics between all of the folks involved in the decision-making process that will help you to understand how to better, number one, sell your services, but then also how to better perform and provide those services. So it's extremely important that you know those internal dynamics. And really, the only way that you're going to know that is by getting to know your client. I think so many people, at the end of the day, just kind of, they do legal work, but they don't really understand, what those dynamics are. They don't really understand what the client's business is. They don't really understand what's going on in an organization for why they would buy, or they would sign up with one law firm as opposed to another. So it's really important, that you know those sort of politics, so you can provide a value over and above what your competitors do. You also have to understand the issues and concerns of your client contacts within the C-suite. And I think that that's, what I just talked about, but it's really important again, that you understand, as I think I've said before, there are people that are buying your services. It's not just, yes, of course, the company is the client. But there are individual people within that business organization that make the decision about whether or not they're going to buy your particular services. So knowing that ahead of time and knowing what those individual contacts, what their issues and concerns are, it will help you to turn, as Grant Cardone often says, turning that contact into a contract, making that contact an actual client of yours because you're signing them up through an engagement letter. Also, you need to use extraordinary creativity to help clients define value from your collaboration. So, which I think is, I've been thinking a lot about creativity ever since we went through that portion of John C. Maxwell's book, thinking about how you can think creatively about claims and defenses, thinking about, this deposition and discovery strategy, creatively about, what you want to do if it comes to a trial. In terms of, maybe oral arguments, because again, your creativity is going to set you apart from your competitors. But I think even more importantly, there are so many places out there on the internet that are interested in selling legal services as a commodity. I'm thinking of, places like, maybe like LegalZoom, or places that just say, well, hey, take this form contract and run with it. Because this has everything you need, or take this, will and get it signed because, this is going to be so easy. Just fill it out and that's it. I think that's one way of thinking about it if you believe that all legal services are just commodities. I, on the other hand, believe that there's actually a lot of creativity that goes on in providing legal services. And in order to, so you need to develop that creativity within yourself and within your firm. And then you also need to sell that creativity to your clients as well. And that'll help you to provide value. And then finally, the authors say that to become, we need to become highly skilled value creators who live by ingeniously solving client problems. So I think that's sort of an overview of what we just talked about. So it's really, I think this book holds a lot of promise because, one of the things that I've always been interested in is figuring out sort of like how to get to that. Yes, I mean, there's lots of ways to find general counsel of companies. You can go on LinkedIn and just, search general counsel, and you'll find a whole bunch of them within your area. But actually selling, being able to sell them, so they become interested in your services, and you can get that in. So so they'll sign. You can sign them up as a client, right? You don't have to. maybe play some of the games that other people play in terms of, just marketing to them relentlessly, but actually finding a way to get in the door and to sell to them individually. That's what hopefully this book is going to show us. So I'm excited to share this with you going forward, and hopefully you'll be all along the ride with me. So for your daily action item today, I want you to think about in terms of value. So we talked a lot about how providing good or great legal services is kind of the benchmark, right? What are some ways that you go above and beyond just providing great legal services for your client? And I think that'll help to start us getting down the path of what other types of value can we bring? For me, for example, I do a lot of things in terms of content. I do a lot of article writing, a lot of videos and the like. So I delve not only into sort of legal services, but obviously on this podcast, a lot of business topics as well. So I think I come into the relationship with a lot of knowledge and information I can share in terms of how to increase your business, how to increase your marketing. But then also, just providing great service in terms of communication. So in terms of, making sure that, I'm responsive, that I get things to people in the form that they want them to get. A lot of other things as well. But I want you to think about for yourself, in your own firm, in your own practice, what are some of the things that you provide in terms of extra value to your clients? So I invite you to join into the discussion. Of course, there are many ways that you can do that. You can leave me a voicemail by going to anchor.fm/attorneydsy and hitting that message button. You can leave me a comment for me to play on the show or a question for me to answer. You can also leave me a comment or question on social media. I'm on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at attorneydsy. I'm also on LinkedIn and my personal profile. So let me know if you have any comments about this episode. Tell me what you think about this podcast or give me a topic you'd like to hear about. This podcast is on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, Pocket Cast, TuneIn, and Anchor, so please be sure to subscribe and rate and review. I also want to invite you to the next session of the Lawyer's Emotional Intelligence Book Club. We're going to be starting off with Dr. Marshall Rosenberg's book, Nonviolent Communication. The next session will be Wednesday, July 22nd at 7 p.m. Central. You can find out more about the book club at facebook.com/lawyersEQ. Have a great day or night, and remember to fight for the lifestyle that you want and become the rainmaker that you need to be.